That spending bill passed last month by Congress included language allowing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to resume conducting research on the causes of gun violence. The Democrats who wrote that part of the bill want to reverse the 1996 Dickey Amendment, which banned the CDC from using money to advocate or promote gun control, but effectively it quashed any research at all. The NRA pushed for the amendment after research suggested that having a gun in the home increased the risk of violence. Today, the first of a two-part look at how the NRA has controlled what Americans know about guns. We start with Dr. Mark Rosenberg, who, as founding director of the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control at the CDC, was in charge of that gun violence research before it fell away. He joins us now from Atlanta. Welcome.
Thanks, Robin.
Let's start with some history. The original amendment was named after the late Congressman Jay Dickey of Arkansas, a self-described point person for the NRA. What happened because of that, you know, not being allowed to conduct research that would bolster gun control? What were some of the things that immediately happened? Money, your job?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the history of the Dickey Amendment. So in 1996, two forces were at odds. One was the force that wanted to support this research and do more of it because they thought this was a way to prevent gun violence. The opposing force was the NRA. And the NRA told everybody, if you let the research go forward, you will all lose all of your guns. And Congressman Dickey and I were really at that time arch enemies. He was this born-again, conservative, Christian, Republican from rural Arkansas, the duck hunting capital of the world. And I was this Jewish kid from the Northeast who worked at CDC, and Jay saw me as a lefty. And we were opposites. We were really against each other.
Well, this is a great story you're telling, especially the ending that you're heading towards. But Dr. Rosenberg, when the NRA was pushing this notion that any kind of research would lead to gun control, the NRA and others were basing some of that on words from people like you. I mean, you told the Washington Post, we need to revolutionize the way we look at guns like we did with cigarettes. Now it's dirty, deadly, and banned. You know, this idea of smoking. People thought that this was going to be about guns being banned. Was that maybe a mistake on your side of this equation?
I think two things. I think the words were taken out of context. I was talking about children, and I said that tobacco used to be portrayed to children as something sexy. And I said, we changed that and we let kids know that it was dangerous. We need to do the same thing with children and guns. So you need to put that in the context. But that was one of the tactics that the NRA used. And the Dickey Amendment was a compromise between the people who wanted more support for research and the people who wanted to stop the research at the expense of destroying the whole injury center. That was their goal. Wipe out the injury center, and then you could wipe out this research. The Dickey Amendment was a compromise, and it said, we're not going to wipe out the injury center, but we are going to put this language in that says they can't do lobbying for gun control. It did not say at all that they can't do research, but it was a threat. It told researchers, if you do research in this area, we can make your life miserable. And they took away the funding. And over the years, the research done, starting in about 1999, the research that CDC was doing on gun violence prevention fell off by more than 90%.
Yeah. And not a small matter. You were fired?
And I was fired in 1999.
Right. Well, there's some irony here. Jay Dickey, your adversary, eventually became a friend?
He became a very, very close friend. He taught me, it's really important, he would say, Mark, that you need to let people know that one of the objectives of this research is to find things that will reduce gun violence without infringing on the rights of law-abiding gun owners. He said, you can't just assume people know that. You've got to tell them.
Well, and Dickey, before he died in 2017, he spoke to NPR in 2015 and had some regrets. Let's listen.
all this time that we have had, we would have found a solution, in my opinion. And I think it's a shame that we haven't. I was on to other things and worrying about my constituents, and I didn't follow through and say, we still need to do research. I didn't do that.
So he had some regrets. Dr. Mark Rosenberg, again, who was in charge of this agency at the CDC that would look into research about guns and violence, I'm just wondering, too, if there are maybe regrets on both sides, because back then the language on those who desperately wanted this research was, again, it sounded like taking guns away. So you have Dr. Catherine Christoffel, and she's quoted in a recent article in Forbes by a gun rights advocate, Larry Bell. She's quoted in 1994 as saying, guns are a virus that must be eradicated. They're causing an epidemic of death by gunshot. That feeds the NRA narrative that any research into health problems is about taking away your guns.
I think she spoke for herself. Mm-hmm. She was not part of CDC. I never said those things. And I think legislators after the Parkland shooting are under a lot of pressure to do something about the gun violence. Mm-hmm. And what research offers them are ways to both reduce gun violence and protect gun rights.
Well, I'm thinking that one of the saddest things about this research stopping when it did is, I'm assuming a part of it would have been into the rate of suicide in this country, an extraordinary rate of suicide by guns. And we might have much sooner been able to get information out to people about, you know, considering whether you should have a gun in the home if somebody is depressed.
A gun is lethal if you have someone in the home who's depressed, and you can probably save their life by locking that gun, separating the ammunition from the gun, and putting them both in a safe where the depressed person doesn't have access to it. And there are other things that can save lives without infringing on the rights of law-abiding gun owners. If we find a way to effectively keep people convicted of domestic violence, misdemeanors, or felonies from obtaining a gun, or just as important, from holding on to a gun, we can prevent gun deaths without infringing on the rights of law-abiding gun owners, because by law, those people shouldn't have them.
Well, Dr. Rosenberg, a couple of things. I want to hear what you think of the new language, because some are saying that it didn't go far enough. I mean, everybody was celebrating who wants to have this research, the new language in the spending bill, which would allow the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to conduct research on the causes of gun violence. But what do you say to people who are saying, wait a second, is this Dr. Rosenberg who's saying that, you know, there are people who still want all guns banned, who feel that there's no happy medium? What do you say to them when you're saying we can figure out some ways to stop violence while allowing people to have their right to own a gun?
Yes, while allowing law-abiding gun owners to keep their guns or acquire guns. We can find things that work to do both, Robin. The new language, I think, is very, very important because it's an endorsement by the Secretary of HHS of the scientific approach. So coming from a Republican member of the Trump administration, what he says is really important. The endorsement of the secretary is very important, and the next step will be to appropriate some funds. We did such a miraculous job applying science to preventing motor vehicle deaths in this country. We saved 500,000 lives.
Seatbelts,
airbags, side airbags, head airbags, front end, collision protection, rollover protection, elevated brake lights. We can do the same thing. And we did it all without banning cars. There are more cars on the road now than ever in the history of the earth. We can do it. We can do it for road safety. We can do it for gun safety. What this language makes clear is that it's not either or like the NRA told us 20 years ago. We can do both. The secretary recognizes we can do both. The only way to find those things is through research. So it's time to get started. There's too many lives at stake.
That's Dr. Mark Rosenberg. Dr. Rosenberg, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Robin. Thanks for addressing this important problem.